Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, a new poll finds young Americans are souring on congressional Democrats. According to the Harvard Kennedy School's Institute of Politics, fewer than one in three young Americans approve of the job President Donald Trump and Congress are doing. However, the poll reveals a significant decline in approval ratings for congressional Democrats among those aged 18 to 29, with approval dropping to 23% from 42% in the spring of 2017. This decline is stark compared to the relatively stable approval for congressional Republicans, which only slightly increased from 28% to 29%. The poll also shows President Trump's approval rating at 31%, virtually unchanged from previous years. The downward trend in approval for Democrats is further supported by other recent national polls, including those conducted by Gallup, Quinnipiac University, CNN, and NBC News, all indicating record-low favorable ratings for the Democratic Party. These developments come in the wake of Republicans regaining control of the White House and the Senate, and defending their House majority in recent elections. The Democrats are also facing internal criticism from their base, who feel that party leaders have not been effective or vocal enough in countering President Trump's aggressive policies. This internal discontent, combined with the party's recent electoral setbacks, suggests that Democrats may need to reassess their strategies to regain the confidence of their traditional voter base, including Black, Hispanic, and younger voters. Next up, how Trump's immigration crackdown could hit U.S. citizens. How Trump's immigration crackdown could hit United States citizens. The Trump administration is proposing an expansion of its immigration crackdown, which could potentially affect United States citizens. Officials have suggested deporting convicted American citizens to foreign prisons and charging anyone, not just immigrants, who criticize President Trump's policies. This expansion of tactics is aimed at bolstering national security, according to the administration. However, it could lead to significant legal challenges concerning the extent of presidential powers in addressing illegal immigration and dissent. One proposed tactic involves sending convicted American citizens to serve prison sentences abroad. This idea stems from a deal with El Salvador, where a high-security prison currently holds approximately 300 United States immigration detainees. President Trump has expressed interest in including American criminals in this arrangement, a suggestion that has been met with criticism from legal advocates who argue it is unconstitutional. Another concerning proposal includes jeopardizing United States citizens who criticize administration policies by potentially charging them with crimes. Some officials argue that criticism could be seen as aiding terrorists and criminals. This stance has raised alarms among civil rights advocates, who have labeled it an authoritarian move to suppress free speech and political activism. The administration's actions have also raised questions about their willingness to comply with court orders. A notable example is the deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was legally in the United States but was deported to El Salvador in defiance of a court order. This situation has fueled concerns about the potential for United States citizens to be deported and the administration's disregard for judicial authority. These proposals highlight a broader concern about the potential erosion of citizens' rights under the guise of national security. Critics argue that if the administration can deport non-citizens without due process, there is little assurance that American citizens would be treated differently. In other news, the administration claims a mandate for stricter immigration enforcement, citing public support for their overall approach. However, recent surveys indicate significant opposition to specific tactics, such as deporting individuals without due process, with around 60% of Americans opposing such measures. The implications of these proposals are profound, suggesting potential shifts in how immigration enforcement is applied. The possibility of United States citizens being mistakenly detained or deported raises broader concerns about civil liberties and the reach of executive power. As the administration advances these policies, it may face mounting legal battles and public backlash. Next up, what is the highly coveted H-1B visa? The Trump administration's moves are putting a spotlight on this program. What is the highly coveted H-1B visa? The H-1B visa, established under the Immigration Act of 1990, is a non-immigrant visa that allows foreign citizens with specialized skills to live and work temporarily in the United States. It is particularly popular in the tech industry, with over 60% of these visas issued for computer-related jobs each year since 2012, according to the Pew Research Center. However, it is also used by healthcare facilities, universities, and other sectors facing workforce shortages. The program is capped at 65,000 visas annually, with an additional 20,000 for those holding a master's degree or higher. The Trump administration has put a spotlight on the H-1B visa program through recent requests for additional information from applicants, amid broader immigration policy shifts. These requests come as President Trump continues to focus on immigration enforcement, including deportations and revocations of visas for international students. The administration's actions have heightened tensions over immigration, raising questions about the future of employment-based visas. The H-1B visa has long been a topic of debate, with critics arguing that it undercuts American workers by allowing employers to hire foreign talent at lower wages. This controversy is evident within the GOP, where some members support the program for its role in filling critical positions, while others, aligned with Trump's Make America Great Again base, call for its elimination. The program's impact on wages and job availability for American workers remains a contentious issue. In recent weeks, immigration lawyers have reported unusual requests for biometrics from H-1B applicants, signaling a shift in the visa process. These requests, which are not typical for this visa category, have raised concerns about increased scrutiny and potential delays. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, part of the Department of Homeland Security, justifies these measures as efforts to enhance national security and reduce fraud, asserting that such efforts had diminished under previous administrations. The administration's actions underscore a broader agenda to tighten immigration controls, with potential implications for the tech industry and other sectors relying on foreign expertise. As these policies evolve, they may encounter legal challenges and impact public opinion on immigration. The heightened scrutiny of the H-1B program could lead to shifts in the availability of skilled foreign labor, affecting U.S. economic priorities and global competitiveness. In other news, a House Republican has entered the race for Mitch McConnell's Senate seat, setting up a high-stakes GOP primary. House Republican enters race for McConnell's Senate seat. Representative Andy Barr, a Republican from Kentucky, has officially announced his candidacy for the Senate seat being vacated by longtime Senator Mitch McConnell. Barr has served in the House of Representatives for over a decade and is positioning himself as a staunch ally of former President Donald Trump, which could appeal to many conservative voters in Kentucky. Barr's campaign launch includes a video where he pledges to fight against what he describes as woke trends and promises to support Trump's policies. He criticizes diversity initiatives, transgender inclusion, and aims to promote U.S. energy dominance. Barr emphasizes his commitment to creating jobs for Kentuckians and opposing liberal policies that he argues undermine American values. This announcement sets the stage for a competitive primary race against former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Both candidates are vocal supporters of Trump, which highlights the influence of the former president within the Republican Party, especially in states like Kentucky, where Trump has significant support. Barr's campaign has already received endorsements from key figures in the House GOP leadership, including House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and House Republican Leadership Chair Elise Stefanik. Their backing underscores Barr's alignment with Trump's America First agenda and his reputation as a reliable ally in the House. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving senator in Kentucky's history, has had a complicated relationship with Trump, often disagreeing on key policy issues. This primary race marks a shift in the GOP's dynamics as candidates vie for Trump's endorsement and align themselves with his political ideals. The outcome of this primary could have significant implications for the Republican Party, potentially influencing its direction and priorities in the coming years. With Trump's continued influence, the race underscores the ongoing debate within the GOP about its future path and leadership. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.